are present tonight that are going to be are here. It's 6:33. I want to go ahead and call this meeting to order. And as for a roll call, once you're recorded, right?
That's good. Hudson?
Here.
Sutton?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Sutton the first time.
Banks, Emmanuel, Anderson.
Yes. All right. Need a motion for approval of the agenda?
I so move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Carries. Next item is the approval of the minutes of July 9th, 2018. Do we have a motion?
I have a comment. And that is, I don't see.
We need a motion.
We need a motion and you can discuss.
Oh, okay.
Motion and a second. So you can make the motion.
Okay, so moved.
All right.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Well, it's just last meeting I made what I thought were some pretty strong statements in support of Mr. Freudenier, and I don't see any reference to them in the minutes. Not a big deal, but.
I see what you're saying. I think the issue, some of that discussion may have gotten into a realm of privacy, where we need to really discuss the business of the home and not so much the individuals, although we should discuss policies and practices, but maybe without so much mention of the individual.
Well, I thought I made some pretty general statements.
I never saw anything in here. I didn't strike anything. I'm just saying that would be a thought of mine. It's a possible absence. Tammy, you have any idea?
No, without going back and listening specifically to it. I mean,
okay.
There's some subjectivity when you're doing minutes to what needs to be included and what doesn't. I mean, I certainly can make an amendment if you know, I'm directed to.
Well, the minutes are as they are right now. Is there something you'd like staff to look into?
I'm not going to make a big deal of it. It's
okay.
Just...
So you're making an observation then?
But. Yeah, I guess.
All right. That being said, if there's no other discussion on the matter, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? That passes. We'll move on now to public participation. Is there any public participation this evening? Richard?
It relates to the discussion I had at the last meeting. There's been some movement on the... Oh, I'm Richard Freidenier. I live at 500 R. Cortell Road. I'm a resident here at the nursing home. I'd like to thank those who worked hard to get my approval for movement about the nursing home grounds and movement without outside the nursing home grounds. That's in the process of happening, and I appreciate the work that's been done. And I'd just like to say that it's not so much being able to move about outside the nursing home grounds as it is within the nursing home grounds. Being able to move and feel that I can move within the nursing home grounds after 9 p.m. or being able to move off the sidewalks and things like that are or what I'm really after. I don't want to create another another discussion about that tonight. That's not what my comments are about tonight. But I wanted to thank those who worked hard for getting this process done. I didn't see a bit of waiver that I could sign. And so it may be finished here very shortly. And I just wanted to thank those people who did the work. And that's my comment.
Thank you, Richard. Any other public participation?
Okay, my name is Dan Phillips. I'm almost 78 years old. I reside here in room 315. I consider this to be my home. And had some bad breaks late in life, and thank God there was a place for me to come. I enjoy this nursing home. If you were to canvass the residents, probably they'd say the food is terrible. The nursing is excellent. But some of the restrictions are ludicrous, as Rich alluded to. I see also on the rules and regulations that with the upcoming winter, we'll not be allowed to be outside when it's 32 degrees or below. And there's one lady that works at the front desk that goes strictly by the rules. I've worked in t-shirts in 32 degree weather and below. I have terrific doctor's assistant. I forget what his title is now. So I'm very, very happy about that. He's available always. He's here every day, and a great guy. We have nurses that are outstanding. We have CNAs that are outstanding. We have CNAs that you might as well take their paychecks and have a weenie roast outside with them. And it's sad, it breaks my heart. They're just lazy. And it affects the whole feeling of family and oneness. You know, that feeling of family and stuff has slowly ebbed out. There is no morale here. The staff, it's just ebbed into everything. And you might as well know that. You're the people that have the responsibility and the authority to make some changes here. And we talked a lot about the new owners coming in, and we thought, give them at least like 90 days or even more to see what some of their regulations are. If those have been successful, give us some help where we need it, but listen to us. You know, you talk at us, not to us a lot of times. And God provided this place for me, and I bet my life on that every day. I'm going to spend the rest of my days here. I don't know who my guide's going to be from the other side, but I know exactly where I'm going, so it really doesn't matter. We'd like to have more input into our roommates who are selected for us, not with any experience we might have with them. We still have some people on our unit that probably should be on another unit. They're disruptive, distractive, and to the point where it's just unbearable, two or three. With my friend here and a couple other guys, we like it here, and I'd like to continue to stay here and feel one and a part of this operation. So whatever you could do, I need an electric wheelchair desperately. My hands and my legs are useless now due to a number of health problems. But please let
but we were below budget of 147, but Medicare was $7 higher, seven patients higher, and 0.77 higher than May. So we're almost like a break even. And revenue for the most part was within line with budget, only $918 below year-to-date actual results. That's 37,000 ahead of budget. So that also includes $10,748 of legal fees from Polsonelli and the Eastland Suites for the overnight stay for the interim administrator from March to current. Nursing services are in line with historical numbers and includes the labor that is always in or out that we have it in a separate line item, but it really is all together. Food and supplies are reducing slowly to where the budget is. The trend continues into July. We're only about 5,000 over in June. So hopefully by next month it should be within reason. Within budget. The ARD is 31,000. The Alzheimer's and related disorders is $31,000 below, which is expense than the nursing expenses. So the total operating expenses are 7,800 less than the budgeted per month. So the net income is 7,000 and 0.6 over budget. So our net income is more than what we thought it would be, bringing in year-to-date actual results to be over 185,000.8 ahead of budget. On the revenue.
Are there any questions of staff reference the budget statement of operations? Food services had a little bit more.
It was higher for the last few months, and it's been going down. So we're about 5,000 over, I think. Right?
Yep.
We're 5,000 over.
Over budget.
In June?
June.
So I'm reading the variance here of 13,000 or not.
Food, raw food was 5,000 over budget. The rest was labor.
I got you. The total was 13.
Yep.
Why is so much more than budget?
Because they had some supplies that were used for other departments, like activities in nursing, that was part of the whole food purchase from the account.
We've separated everything
out now. They separated
out
in July.
In July. We made it so that it was more detailed, more intuitive.
And it's possible that they had extra orders to prepare for holiday, the 4th of July holiday.
I would appreciate it if you would speak up.
Sure. It's possible they ordered more preparation for the 4th of July activity at the end of June, so your food will be slightly higher.
Right.
I don't want to be picky over food, pun intended, but.
It is a trend. It's a report to us on a weekly basis. We have budget that expense management tool, actual to budget, that is reviewed on every order that is being placed. And inventory is managed as well by our dietary.
But what are we spending money on food other than general resident food?
We had a Mother's Day celebration.
I'm talking about the month of June.
Is that?
There's no 4th of July in June.
You can have some activities that use some of the food supplies.
Such as?
For their events, even if it's normal routine in the nursing homes. So I can't tell you exactly what they spend. I have the report. I can pull and send it to you.
I know what we're budgeting. We're $13,000 over budget. So
yeah.
Did we have $13,000 worth of food for activities? Because that's steak and lobster money.
No, it's $13,000 between labor and supplies. $5,000 raw food.
We have a lot of turnover in the dietary department. In fact, we lost 3 staff members just this week over an event that happened in the parking lot with staff. So we have a lot of that going
business and we're